Hello, welcome back to Betch Slaps. I'm Sammy.
I'm Jordana.
What day is it, Jordana?
And here we are in April.
Oh, it is April.
Yeah.
This must be so fun for you.
Still quite cold.
Can you, it's the worst. Can you analyze April for me? How do you feel in April?
April is like, I mean, usually I feel like it's a hopeful month because it starts to get warmer, but.
It's my birthday month.
It's your birthday month, which is also an exciting thing for everyone listening.
Yes.
But yeah, I don't know. It's like, it's a little depressing how cold it still is. I'm like looking forward to the warmth, and it's just I'm not getting it yet.
Right, agreed. The reason this frustrates me like specifically is because I just want to like go outside and like walk in free nice air that isn't painful.
Right.
And I can't take it anymore.
There's something about warm weather that's just hopeful.
Agreed.
Exciting.
I think I've been thinking about it more and more. I'm like, I cannot live in this climate for the rest of my life. Like, I gotta go.
No, but here's the, I do kind of like when I, not to make this podcast about the weather, but I do kind of feel like it's the fact that there are seasons is nice because it's like, it makes me appreciate the warm weather so much. Like if we lived in like Miami or something, I feel like it would just,
right.
It wouldn't make it special or like really, you wouldn't really appreciate the warmth because it'd be like always warm.
Right.
Now it's like the summer's like, I'm like, oh, like it's so great. Like I know, I remember a time when it wasn't like this.
Right. I'm more thinking like Monterey, California, where there's like milder seasons type situation.
Is there a winter? I do like winter for like 3 days.
Yeah, same. Like a nice snowfall.
Exactly. A lovely snowfall. But anyway,
Vanderpump.
Again, let's move on just because it's like the weather is weird. Okay. Should we talk about Vanderpump or should we clear the air and say that Channing Tatum and Jenna
DeJuan Tatum
have separated. America is very upset. I don't personally give a shit.
Me either.
But I don't know. People are always like,
I'm never
get
surprised.
So worked up about all this stuff. It's kind of crazy.
I am never surprised when any celebrity gets a divorce because, first of all, the divorce rate in general is really high.
Right.
And so why would it be that when you add celebrity into the mix and you have like a ton of tension, like attention, and you have all these complications from being like wealthy and famous and like obviously coveted by a lot of different people. Like why would it be that your divorce statistic or likelihood would go down? No, it would go up. Like it's just that people are like sort of blinded by like cute Instagrams and they're like, oh, they must be so in love. But it's like just the same way that you judge like your friend
right.
for putting up fake Instagrams about how happy she is when you know she's not. Celebrities do that like to an even greater extent.
Right. And it's this whole thing where it's like, it's kind of sad because like you feel like these people probably feel like they should have the perfect relationship and like people think they have the perfect relationship and it's like just unrealistic. And
yeah.
Obviously like Instagram and social media never really shows you the full story.
Right. As we said last time we were on the cast together.
But in terms of them being a couple, I don't know why anyone really cares. Like they did a lot of shit in the spotlight.
Right.
They weren't like a John Legend, Chrissy Teigen type
also,
couple
like,
who was doing whatever.
Also like 9 years is not a lifetime, so
they're consciously uncoupling, I suppose.
Everyone's like 9 years, it's like, oh, so your standards have gone so low that 9 years is now a long marriage. Like what?
9 years is a long time with anyone.
It's a long time to be with someone, but like that's not like a crazy long marriage. That's not like a 20-year marriage, like or how long were Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt married? Like 13 years?
Was it? No.
I don't know. I think once you get to the double digits, you're at another level. But like, if someone, I'd be more shocked or like affected if there was like a couple that was together for like 25 years.
I don't even think it's like so impressive to be together that long. It just means you like are not choosing to not leave.
And I mean,
it's like, why is it so impressive? You just happen to get like, oh, like congratulations. You just happen to get along with someone for a really long time. Like, You're amazing. It's not really like I don't think it's about, it's like, oh, you found someone who's a better match than maybe someone else, or you decided to stick it in there and be a little less happy than the person who left.
Yeah.
That doesn't, just because you're together for a long time doesn't mean it's particularly like a pleasant or happy relationship.
Yeah. Like I could give an example from my very own family. A very long marriage, but very shouldn't have been
right.
that long.
A number, just like numbers are not really an indication of happiness. Like number, whether it's nine.
Right.
Like I think that it's better to be like married for 9 years and then leave on like happy and good terms than like stay in something that you're like kind of okay with for like 25 years.
Right.
And you know what I mean? Yeah. Your marriage is more successful technically from your strength, but like not in terms of like your own personal happiness.
Right. I mean, it's hard. hard to say like what the inner workings. They could have been unhappy since year two. Like you don't know. Like it's you don't know how long the people were.
Longevity is not an indicator of like happiness.
Right. But also, but my point is not whether it is or it isn't. My point is that like everyone's like, oh my God, 9 years, so long. It's like, no, not really. Like,
plus, let's be real. Like, Channing Tatum has only gotten, like, particularly famous in the past, like...
9 years.
4 or 5 years, right?
Also, and our company is almost 9 years old. Like, it's...
Seven.
It's okay. That, it's 7 years old. That's, like, that's more than half to nine. So, it's, like, it's just... Yeah.
Yeah.
They've only been around a little longer than our company. Okay.
So,
Vanderpump. Speaking of shitty relationships.
Everyone has a shitty relationship on that show. There's no one whose relationship I'd want.
Not a one.
Right.
I mean, okay, so this I've actually been thinking a lot about it, and especially watching last night's episode, since I don't know how many of you guys have read the article on our website by our editor-in-chief, Sarah. She goes by Sergeant Olivia Betchson, but she wrote a think piece of sorts last week about how Vanderpump Rules is no longer fun to watch because what we're actually watching is emotional abuse between Jax and Brittany. And so she made this about Jax and Brittany and how like it's an emotionally abusive situation that's happening, mm-hmm. which it is. But I think that what we're watching even beyond Jax and Brittany is just a bunch of people who are like either in their 30s or very close to it or almost out of their 30s. And they all have just like really terrible habits and right. really
they're
terrible
just drinking constantly.
Yeah. Like I look at them and I'm like, there is no one here who is better than the next. Like, well, like you can't rank them.
To be totally honest, that's why they're great TV.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying it's not great right. TV.
I'm sure like, it's like, I don't know. It's like the chicken or the egg, but it's probably like, you know what I mean? This behavior is rewarded. The ratings and shit are like really high. These people are getting very rewarded for maintaining these like childish habits. Like if they were in the real world, not being filmed, not on Vanderpump Rules, just like people who worked at a restaurant, they may have like gotten their shit together and like grown up a little bit more, because like they wouldn't be making money off of they'd be losing money off of like acting like this. They wouldn't be like making money. Right. Like these people stay on the show because they do this crazy shit. Like it makes them more interesting to watch. Makes me feel better at myself and where I'm at in life. And I just feel like it's the kind of thing where it's like, yeah, of course they're still doing that. There's no reason for them to get their shit together. Like right. what would like, you know, where people have their shit together in front of like Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I'm so fucking bored by that show. I don't Same. Give a shit.
Yeah. Because when you have your shit together, you don't actually have things to fight about. So they end up fighting about like, I haven't
really
even been watching
shit.
The season.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to like have a stomach virus and just like watch
it's
it all
terrible.
In one day or something.
It's so boring.
Yeah.
It's like the same fight over and over. Like,
but
oh,
about nothing.
Dorit, you were late. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, oh my God, that's yeah. not interesting. Like,
that's why I have not been watching this season. Right. It's good TV when they act like shitheads that there's something to
exactly,
really fight
like people
about.
People constantly cheating on each other is like entertaining to watch. People who yeah. are like kind of abusing each other is entertaining to watch. People who get really drunk and make terrible decisions are very interesting to watch. So like, of course they're not going to like grow up and like act and like get rid of these habits. They're getting paid for them,
right? A lot. So let's talk about what happened. The main plot line was essentially Kristen and James like
I feel like they didn't have sex, I feel like they just hooked up,
maybe like did a little, you know, something else, but I don't think they had sex. But it's just funny so James basically acknowledged that they hooked up, and later on in the episode, Kristen was like, why would you say that? Why would you say that we hooked up? Like, he's like, of course I didn't say that we hooked up. Like we both are in a relationship. It's like, James, the reason that you don't say it is not because you're in a relationship. It's if you didn't say it, you wouldn't have said it because you didn't do
it's
it.
It's not true.
Right. Like you're so stupid. Like, what's wrong
right.
with you?
They're all like pretty dumb. And also,
he also
like,
says he's never cheated on Raquel, which we happen to know for a fact beyond a fact that he has.
Right. They're all cheaters. That one person on that show who's not a cheater, which is like, it's fine. That's
Brittany.
No, I heard that she is too.
What?
Apparently, like, whatever.
I'll tell me later.
Yeah. Apparently she is too. No one is exempt from like the cheating thing, I feel like. And you know what? It's their culture. It seems to be accepted. There's not big repercussions for it. And if that's the culture they live in, then I kind of get why everyone does it, because it's like kind of okay.
Right. Also, like, birds it's like of some a feather weird third, flock together.
Exactly. It's like some weird third. It's like basically like they're stuck in like a second semester senior year of college, but literally. Like for life.
Right.
Like frat culture of like crazy, like loose morals.
Yeah.
And like, I've, you know what I mean? We've been in that world too, but it's kind of like, there was like a very specific, succinct time. And this is like sort of like their whole lives.
Right. It's sort of, yeah, this is the thing is that like someone who didn't act like them wouldn't fit in with them. Like Peter, right. for example, doesn't act that way. And that's why he's not involved in the show, really. He's on the show. He's like there, but he's sort of just like sitting there. He's, no one ever fights with Peter. Peter never starts shit with anyone.
Right.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, Ari also from The Bachelor got shit for his April Fool's Day joke about Lauren being pregnant. Did you see that?
Yeah. I mean, it's just stupid because it's not logistically possible that she would have been that pregnant because last week they were.
Right. They didn't show the face on the thing. One.
Also, the picture he used was like super pregnant. And last week they were like sitting on a balcony in Barcelona where she was completely not pregnant at all.
Right.
So it's the whole stupid. Thing. Is,
I mean, the also, I have to say, I'm not a fan of Ari. I don't really like him. But all the like people being offended about this are because like, oh, like some people can't get pregnant. It's like really insensitive, like blah, blah, blah. Like a lot. Like you can't be offended by a joke only because it affects you personally.
Yeah.
That's like not allowed. It's like either everything offensive or nothing offensive. It can't be like, this is okay because like, it's okay to make fun of like make like a racial funny joke about like certain people because like, I don't have any, like, that's funny because I had anything to do with that, but you can't make a joke about, being pregnant because I personally have had issues with pregnancy or you right. can't.
Well, you can, I think it's one thing for someone to be like, yes, I'm personally offended by that because it affects me. But to then be like, that type of joke is off limits, but no other jokes are off right. limits. It's like everyone's entitled to get as offended as they want about anything. And like, kind of speak out against that, but to be like, oh, that, like, to say that one thing is off limits,
right?
As when nothing else is off limits, then like, yeah, you've been saying this for years.
The only reason I'm offended by the joke is because I didn't think it was well executed.
I completely agree. Same.
That was the most offensive part about it to me.
Agreed, and it was just fucking stupid. It was like no one thinks this is what is funny about this.
Yeah, and I understand people have fertility issues, and that's tough. But someone making their own personal joke about fertility is not meant to target you specifically,
right? And also it was a stupid joke because I thought that Ari and Lauren were going to go away for a little bit, but they have not gone away. They've, if anything, flaunted their relationship, which is just so stupid. Like, I don't know. Jared says this a lot on his Facebook statuses. Uh-huh. Like, people just want someone to hate. You just want, we just all kind of want someone to criticize so that we can like take a little bit of heat ourselves. Off ourselves, not feel as bad about.
That's why we love reality TV.
Yeah. And I think that all this like fake outrage that happens over things that are not important at all. Like Lauren and Ari's relationship, The Bachelor, Vanderpump Rules, none of these things are fundamentally important or affect any of us.
Right.
And so it's like, if you're going to get mad about something, get mad about something that's important, something that actually like has an underlying value to it. None of these people and anything they do has any impact on you. So to get offended is ridiculous. Right.
Or to get offended, or on the flip side of that, to like really care. It's also ridiculous. Like anyone who you like idolize in the media is not as great as you think they are. And anyone that you hate that's like the media's punching bag is not as bad as like you think they are either.
Right.
Like everyone kind of has, do you know what I mean? Like everyone's a lot more nuanced than like their like reality TV persona.
Right.
Or even their general one. Like everyone's just doing the best they can.
Right. It's one thing to like feel passionately while you're watching something. That's the point of watching it, to make yourself feel something towards what your activity. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like while I'm watching Vanderpump Rules, I'm like, oh shit, I can't believe that just happened. But like, do I think about that? Do I get angry about what happened in Vanderpump Rules? Do I feel positively about what happens? No, like it's just a fun thing. That's Keep true. It in perspective. Like it's entertainment. It's not like your life. None of these things are your life.
Right. They don't affect you personally. And with one only other thing about Vanderpump Rules that I forgot to comment on was the Sheena
delusional
Lala.
Sheena.
That's the perfect. That's the perfect tone. That's the perfect jingle.
I love this.
You
part.
Can tell when Lala gets her flowers and she's like And Sheena inside is definitely like so jealous. Like it's so jealous. And like instead of just be like being real, that's really why people don't like Sheena, is because instead of just being like, oh, like that's so cute. Like I really wish that like my boyfriend got me flowers.
Right.
Like she's like, oh, like flowers. They're so, like if I got flowers I'd be like, they're so basic. It's like, no, you're fucking basic. Like every girl is basic. Like you'd like it.
She's like, oh, if I just want something, I just buy it for myself. It's like, yeah, that plus it's great when your boyfriend gets you something.
It's called a thoughtful like
gesture.
It's just like it's called what I'm saying. Like it's okay to just be like, right. It's okay to just be like, yeah, like that would have been really sweet. Like, ugh, that sucks.
Right. But she's too far in the hole that she can't claw
I don't like gifts. I like affection. And you can even see it on her face. Like she's still like annoyed. You could see it on her face.
Yeah.
I don't like affection. And then like flashback to the thing where she's like, Rob won't even kiss me.
I don't understand. If Rob doesn't kiss her, he doesn't get her gifts, he won't define the relationship. What is there? He installs her television in 7 minutes? Like,
he installs his own television in 7 minutes. And,
right, it's his television.
And comes up with, she's his muse for divorce closet.
Okay, what is there? Okay, I just don't understand. What is the substance of their relationship? Like,
I think it's
they
like
have sex.
Here's what Sheena gets like to have this like emotional masturbatory thing, which you can read about in our book.
I had a nice time in other lies,
how to find love and shit like that. She does this like emotional masturbation thing where she's like imagining this life with Rob, and like that's essentially all she's getting from Rob is like this like almost like emotional jerking off to the the idea of like being married to this guy who like on paper seems really great, and like I'm sure his personality is fine too. He's just like not that into her, but in her mind she builds him up to this like. They have this amazing life together. She has this like crazy story, and that's really all she's getting. She's getting a mental jerk off.
Yeah.
About this. And Rob gets someone who's like obsessed with him, who like strokes his ego, who like he has sex with.
Right.
And like, I think there's a lot of like,
who lets him not define the relationship. Right.
Yeah. Who lets him get away with shit. Like he's probably having a great time.
Right.
Like, I think a lot of people function in this like unhealthy relationship dynamic.
Right. I mean, I was thinking about this, like, I was even thinking about like the beginning of like my relationship, how like in the beginning when you're like not sure and it's like, it's very like questionable, like where it's gonna go, like you don't know, like you're still seeing, like there's this certain excitement that you get from like a text that you can't get once you have commitment. You can't feel that like feeling of excitement when you're like, ooh, like a thing. And I think that that's probably what Sheena is experiencing on a regular basis, is that it's like, it's this sort of like this high that she gets when like he gives her the slightest amount of attention.
Right, it's like a drug.
And they're all sort of addicts in some way to attention, to drinking. It's really it's really alcohol probably, and drugs. I hear there's a lot of cocaine going on.
I'm sure
I'll inform you about the situation later. But
I feel keeping like, all the good details from you guys. Sorry.
Yeah. I also feel like they've been in Mexico for like 16 years. But yeah, I think that they're all sort of just like they function in this world where they're just like chasing the next high of some way. And so that is what Sheena's relationship is. She's like chasing her next small amount of affection or attention that Rob will give her. But the reason it's good is because he isn't going to give it to her all the way. So she gets to keep feeling like super excited whenever he gives her any amount of attention.
Right. It's like this feeling of like excitement versus like safety.
Right.
And security.
But, right. Excitement is more exciting in the moment, but it also has lower lows. But safety is great and it's happy, but it's not that like spike of like emotion.
Adrenaline, right. Yeah.
When you get a text. It's not like, oh my God, like he answered. You know, there's none of that.
It's less dramatic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What's next?
Okay,
Weeknd.
Yeah, so The Weeknd apparently released his new album. I'm not really a huge fan of his music. Not that there's anything wrong with it, just not for me. But apparently it's about Selena Gomez, and he alludes to the fact that he like almost donated a kidney for her.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did. I didn't hear it though. I want to listen to it.
I didn't listen to it, but essentially like everyone was like, he said, I almost gave myself a piece of you, which everyone like interpreted to say like, I almost gave you a kidney.
That is what it means.
Right. But then I read all this stuff that was like, no, he's really just doing this to like sell albums. Their relationship like wasn't even really that big of a deal, and he was like not that invested in it.
We saw them at Coachella. They seemed into each other.
I think she seemed really into him, which is why like his is almost like he used this album as like a like, oh, you used me to kind of like move on from like Justin Bieber, like, and like to almost like make him jealous, which I could sort of see her doing.
Absolutely. Selena Gomez has major attachment issues.
I totally agree with that, but like I would always look at their body language in like all their pictures together, and even when they were together, and like hers was much more like clingy than his. I don't really think that I don't think he was that emotionally invested in it, but it's a great idea to use it for an album and PR surrounding the album, because I wouldn't have heard anything about this if not for that.
I actually think that he was into her, but look, I didn't pay that much attention to her relationship, but I do pay attention to her comings and goings from Bieber. Mm-hmm. And
don't we all?
Yeah. She honestly, yeah, I'm sure she was using, look, her heart is obviously with Justin forever.
Right.
And she has severe attachment issues to,
yeah, she had a fucked up childhood. She should.
Yeah. And I think that she ultimately just always wants Justin. Justin's always going to like,
yeah,
that is what it is. That doesn't mean she couldn't have a meaningful relationship, but I'm sure Justin was like running in the back of her head the whole time. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
Yeah, she just needs to get away from this toxic.
I want to listen to the album.
Relationship. Let me know what you think of it. I'm not a huge Weeknd fan, but I'm sure it's great.
Why don't you like The Weeknd's music?
I just not doesn't do it for me. It's like I don't know. Just this. It doesn't. It's like not like upbeat enough, but it's not downbeat enough.
Okay.
It's almost like I need one. I need like the.
Yeah,
both.
I get it.
I need the highs or the lows.
Okay, got it.
Let's do a Dear Betch.
Great.
Hi, Betches. I recently started listening to your podcast, and I'm absolutely obsessed. You guys are so wise and funny, and I agree with literally everything you say. I have a relationship problem, but I'm in too deep to have a clear perspective. I've asked my friends for advice, and I love them, but sometimes I just think they tell me what they think I want to hear. I know you won't do that, so here's the problem. I started dating this guy 7 months ago. He had got out of a 3-year-long relationship with a girl he lived with 6 months prior to us meeting. Things have been going well for the most part. We spend the entire weekend together, and usually 2 to 3 nights in the work week. He does nice things like cooks me dinner and calls me every evening on his way home from work. Back when we started dating, I obviously stalked his ex, and funny enough, we have the same birthday. So when my birthday passed last week, I remembered it was hers too. Being nosy and a bit self-sabotaging, I was compelled to see if he wished her a happy birthday. I know this is like things not to do in a relationship 101, but I went on his Facebook, and sure enough, he had. I was so mad. So then I looked at the whole convo history. Since I met him, they had talked 3 times. The first was 3 months into us dating. She messaged him and asked if she could get a fur coat that she left at his apartment. And he was like, yeah, stop by anytime. It'd be great to see you. And then she was pretty rudely was like, no, last time we saw each other was awful. Just get it to my dad. To which he replied, okay, wouldn't want to twist your arm. And that was it. Side note, I remember he told me the last time he saw his girlfriend was 2 weeks before we met, and also said it was terrible, and I have no idea what that means, and didn't want to pry. Second time they talked, she wished him a happy birthday, and he said thanks, and that was it. Then the next convo was his happy birthday message to her. Honestly, their convo was super boring, if I'm trying to be rational. What annoyed me was the convo was quite long, and they were both so obviously showing off to each other. Like, she was like, I'm doing amazing at work, my life is perfect, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, wow, I'm so happy for you. And then he sent her a link to his company he just launched. Gross. From these 3 combos, it's just so confusing. Do they hate each other? Are they on good terms? It's so odd. I called my boyfriend out, and I told him I thought it was disrespectful to reach out to an ex when you're seeing someone else. And my ex's birthday had just passed too, and I didn't wish him a happy birthday, partly out of respect for my new boyfriend, but mostly because I think it's stupid to wish exes a happy birthday.
True.
I told my boyfriend I was upset that he didn't hold me in the same regard, but he said he thought I was making a big deal out of nothing. If he wanted to be with her, he would, et cetera, et cetera. He said he wanted to check in with her because he still cares if she's well, and I should be happy he's not a hateful person. But he also told me he's still friends with her dad in the email sometimes because they're both entrepreneurs, which I also think is so weird. He said he'd stop talking to her if it bothers me, but my problem is I don't see the point in reaching out to an ex. Is he not over her? I feel like that happy birthday was a cry for her attention. So really my question is, are these things red flags, deal breakers? Do I need to chill and give him a break? He's a little mad on it when on his Facebook, which is valid. I also checked his Insta DMs, but he doesn't need to know that. FYI, I'm 25, he's 26, and his ex is 27. I don't know if ages will help put things into perspective. Also, to add salt to the wound, his ex has the weirdest Instagram where she posts pictures of French poems, sports bra selfies, where she encourages other women to quote-unquote push themselves. and shouts out her haters unironically. So knowing my current boyfriend dated someone like this is extremely concerning too. Thanks for the help. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Betch. Sorry, no, this is too long. That was very long, but I found all those details very interesting and kind of relevant.
Yeah, it's complicated. Okay, first, I don't know where to start. There's a lot.
Yeah.
My ultimate assessment is that the boyfriend and the girl, the ex, are not the most like emotionally clear people around. That's one.
Clear?
Like they're not like. I think they're both kind of like there's something. I'm not saying there's something going on like in us, like a, they're still in a relationship, but I think they're both like potentially like a bit confused with what they each want.
I think they both, it doesn't seem like they're having like a sexual or whatever conversation. Here's what I think. I don't think this is about like that conversation or anything like that. I think it's about you, obviously, this girl clearly having like trust issues because like you don't really look at stuff unless you trust her. And I get that. I think we've all had an urge to kind of like snoop and things like that because it's just like, yeah, like you're curious. You want to know. It's human nature. It's like very hard to just be like, oh yeah, it's someone's privacy. Like I need to respect that. Like I wouldn't want someone doing that to me.
Right.
It's like a very obvious thing like that it's wrong. But like people are like only human and I get the urge to do that. But clearly this thing is like, oh, you don't trust him. You don't feel like you know exactly what went on. You don't feel like you understand why this relationship ended and if these two people are over it. And I think that's really the thing that you need to focus on and have a discussion with him about. Be like, I know I disrespected your privacy. I really should not be like looking at your stuff. I think I did this because like I fear that like you're not over this past relationship, which was clearly long and meaningful. You lived together and like I did that because I feel insecure and I want to know like why it ended and why like and what you didn't get from that relationship and what you feel like you are getting now or like or right. if you're over it. And like, yeah, I'm scared that you're not over it. And then I'm with someone who's like still attached to like a past relationship. And that's honest and people appreciate that. And like that also explains like why you're doing, you're kind of self-sabotaging and doing this like right. kind of fucked up thing.
Right. I have a feeling that your boyfriend is like mostly over it, but like not 100.
I mean, unless the thing about past relationships is that unless they end with something really dramatic and crazy, it's hard to just be like, all right, fuck that person. Like, I don't like,
right. especially like, if they were real, like really deep.
Right. If it was a real thing, like, and it just like ended, run it. That's why it's really important when you're dating anyone to kind of understand a few. My therapist has told me this, like when you're dating anyone to understand a few things about like the person in their past, like to understand their first meaningful relationship, their most recent meaningful relationship and why those ended and what they liked about those relationships and what they didn't like.
Right.
And once you know that, you can kind of get a clearer picture. Cause it's hard to like really just like infer any of that from like anyone that you're seeing, like what, and people have like such deep pasts and things that affect them. And they explain the reasons that they act the way they do and that they like,
right. See
things the way they do them. And something that they might think is harmless is actually like, to you much more offensive because you have a different past than they do. So if I were you, I would just be like, there's a lot of stuff I don't know about you. And so it makes me kind of like my mind go to weird places, which is why I've like invaded your privacy and
right.
checked all your messages. And like, if you could just help me like understand like what this really, how meaningful this relationship was and like what was good about it and why it ended, then like I won't feel the need to right. be doing those things.
It also may help to explain why you have these trust issues if you understand that about yourself, so that it doesn't come off across as like accusational, but about like you're both like learning about something about each other from this experience and from this conversation, so that it's like, oh, I have flaws too.
Right.
Like I know it wasn't right of me to do this, and it doesn't just become like this attack. Speaking of happy birthdays and exes, you guys should listen to one of the, I don't know which episode it was, but one of the more recent episodes of You Up with Jordana and Jared, where they talk about the ex happy birthday wish in depth.
Yeah, you guys check it out. You up. Yes. But on that note, I think that was pretty good advice, if I do say so ourselves.
Should we do
Let's do one more. I think the next one's quick.
Oh, this is good. Okay. Dear Betches, let me start by saying that I love the podcast and it helps me get through my shitty commute through my shitty city. Just a little background. I work at a school for behavioral kids who come from nothing and have nothing to their names. I started working there 3 years ago and immediately made a friend that worked another shift. Fast forward 3 years and she is now our best employee and our favorite coworker. We have hung out many times and talk on the daily basis. Oh, and her fiance is my weed guy. Very important. Last week I was in informed that she is being terminated and that she had been stealing money from staff and students for months in the amount of thousands. Yep, you read that right. She stole everything from kids that had nothing. Upon being terminated, she went on a blocking rampage on Facebook, of which I was not included. Now, here's my question. Do I reach out to her? Do I let her know that I'm disgusted? Do I let her know that I know and I'm disgusted? Or do I just let this go since there's no chance that I'll ever be friends with such a shitty human again? Please help, confused and conflicted bitch.
Okay. I have thoughts on this.
Same.
You I feel like they might differ.
Okay.
We'll see. So I think, like, obviously this girl did something really fucked up. But we all, like, and I'm not saying there's any excuse for doing that at all. But, like, she's clearly going through some her own weird shit and, like, has her own, like, mental illness or something that has allowed her to, like, rationalize why it's okay to do this. Like, I don't really believe in, like, shitty people, good people, or, like, evil people, great people. Right. Like,
no one who does something evil thinks they're being evil.
Right. Not that I'm saying that you should continue to be friends with her, but I don't think, like, that you go on the attack with this person is going to help, like, anything. Like, it's not going to make you feel better. It's not going to make her feel better. I think if she reaches out to you, you can be like, hey, like, I heard about what happened at work. Like, what's up with that? Like, what happened?
Right.
Like, I don't understand. I don't think you need to be, like, on the attack with, like, you're a terrible person. Like, I don't want to be friends with you. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like,
right.
Like, while that might be true and you might be thinking that, I don't think that one that would, like, help anything. It's not, like, your place to be, like, her, like, moral guardian of, like, I'm going to put you in your place and tell you how terrible I think you are. It kind of goes back to come full circle. It comes back to, like, our original conversation about, like, people we, like, hate on TV and people we love. Like, and it's so easy to categorize people like that, but people are so much more complex and they all do things for their own fucked up reasons, and I'm sure you do too and we do too.
Right.
It's like, and while again, like, I don't think, I'm not saying you should be friends with this person, but I don't think, like, it's your job to go on your, like, moral morality, like, I
crusade.
Yeah,
I actually have the same opinion as you. I just think don't reach out to her at all. Like, there's no need. There's no need. Like, why do you need to be close to a person who does things like that? Why do you need to have any more interaction with them? That's really it.
Right.
There's no need.
And if you do really want to find out what's going on, you could be like, hey, like, I heard about what happened at work. Like, what?
No, I just think don't even look into it. What's
the point?
I'm
saying if they're truly friends, like, and she really wants to, like, if it was like, let's say, like, I did that, right?
Like, it's not the same. We're not friends from being coworkers.
Okay, but, like, I'm trying to think. It's hard for us because, like,
we're not friends because we were coworkers. I think it's very different when you're friends with someone because you were coworkers.
If she's saying, like, they're friends, like, outside of work.
Yeah, but it seems like this girl was friends with everyone outside of work.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think you need to reach out.
I think if she says something to you, you could, like, ask her.
Okay, let's play a game. Shoot, fuck, marry. Bieber, The Weeknd, Ari Luyendyk Jr.
Luyendyk?
Lyndick, sorry.
I think I spelled that wrong.
Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, you go.
I think
I'd marry The Weeknd.
I'd marry The Weeknd too, I guess.
I would fuck Bieber.
Yeah, and you're getting rid of Ari. Just because Ari has no talent. Out of all of these, he's the least talented.
Yeah, agreed. Okay. Would you rather have access to everything from the person you're dating, Facebook, Insta, Twitter, email, password, phone password, and they have it to yours, or not be friends or socially connected to them in any way with zero access to anything?
So it's like, would I rather know everything or nothing?
Or be able to know everything or not be able to know anything?
I feel like the right answer is be able to know nothing, but, like,
what I would pick.
I think that's, like, the right answer, but, like, I think we all have, like, weird urges and, like, I'm like the kind of person who kind of wants to know everything.
I am that person too, but I.
And, like, that person's, like, in this scenario, the person's, like, okay with it.
Yeah.
I guess.
They have it. They have yours too.
Right.
I think
it's like total transparency or none.
I would rather not have anything because I think that, like, when you, I think that actually builds trust. And I think that the first one builds paranoia.
Well, and I feel like if they're both on the same page where, like, you share literally everything, but then, like, everyone needs to have their own private shit. Like, sure, that's sort of a,
okay. Thing. I'm sure you could get onto your everything that you're of your boyfriend's, like, inside, like, you could do it and you don't. So, I mean, I don't think you do.
Right.
You can tell me later.
Right. But I know, but I'm saying it's like an access thing though. Like in, like, this scenario, it's like everyone's like, I mean, like, I wouldn't want someone looking through my shit either. Not because I have anything necessarily to hide. Just cause it's like, there's certain, like,
right.
I would rather.
I would definitely rather nothing. I just think,
Again, it's kind of hard. I wouldn't want. I
think the former builds paranoia. which is a bad feeling, even if you're not looking at anything and they're not looking at anything of yours. Like, even if that's the case, there's a feeling of paranoia that will bubble up.
So you'd rather be with a very private person than a very open person?
Well, I would also be the very private person.
Right.
And it's not about open versus private. It's about trusting.
Well, it's kind of like I'm going to like let you in on everything, or I'm going to let you in on nothing.
But it's mutual. I think that's the most important part. I know. That it's mutual. It's not like you get it and they don't. I kind of want to
do the everything now that more we're talking about this. It's like, I'd rather just like live in a world where like, yeah, like I'm proud of everything that I do. And like, I hope the other person that I'm with is too.
Me too. But my point is not about like,
but I also understand information. The need for privacy.
It's not about the actual information. I think that they're like, when you can't, like, I think that there's more trust in the second situation.
I don't know.
There's automatic trust.
Not necessarily. There could be more paranoia when you can't see anything than when you can see everything.
I think it depends on the kind of person you're with. I also think it depends on the kind of guy.
Right. Well, you should ideally be with the kind of guy that.
Right. I'm saying, I think it would help you be with someone. I think the second thing, no access, would help you choose someone who you trust more, because you'd be like, I'm not going to have any access to anything. I need to be with a trustworthy person.
I guess. I don't know. It's kind of complicated. I really don't know. I'm torn.
It depends on who I'm with. That is actually, now that I'm thinking about it, it would totally depend on who the person was.
That's fair. Okay. Also, one last one. Would you rather donate a kidney to a guy you've been dating for 3 weeks, or have a baby with a guy you've been dating for 3 weeks?
Baby. Both are painful. No. And then I would
yeah,
have the baby.
But then the kidney thing is like over.
Yeah, but like what if
this thing doesn't work out?
Well, then I would just have my own baby.
But then what if this guy's in your life for the rest of the kid's life?
I could just be like, no, you can't be part of this.
I think I'd rather do the kidney.
I don't. But then what if something happens to your only kidney? And then you have kidney.
Then I have to get a kidney from someone else.
or you have to die, like, because you have a kidney problem.
So you wouldn't donate a kidney to anyone?
I would donate a kidney to my husband.
I would donate a kidney to you.
I would actually donate a kidney to like you or Aileen, because like there's like so much history. I would donate.
Because you need me to work.
No, that's why you would donate it to me. I would donate a kidney only to someone that I had a significant history with, like a family member.
But you'd have a baby with just anyone.
Well, I would have the baby. Then it's my baby.
So you would never donate a kidney to a stranger in need?
I don't think so. Because your kidneys are very, like, very valuable. You, like, there's a reason you have two. It's because you can't really survive without one. So you need one.
I'd rather do the kidney. My mom always said, don't sleep with someone unless you donate a kidney to them.
That's a great rule.
I don't know if I mean, I wouldn't take necessarily all the
relationship.
That's
a good rule, though. It is a good rule. Although you might not.
It's almost,
sleep with
it's
anyone.
More like, it's more like, don't sleep with anyone unless they donate a kidney to you, is really what it should be.
Then how would you wouldn't, but here's the thing. I think that you wouldn't necessarily like, how would you. You would. It would
gay,
take a long time to sleep with someone.
Yeah, that's what I guess that's
like
the
a
idea.
A lot of months. How many months would you have to date someone? I know this probably. How serious would you have to be to donate a kidney to someone?
That's what I'm saying. I think I would, if someone really needed it and I cared about them, I think I would do it. I'd rather do that than have a baby with someone that I don't really care about.
I really don't want a baby, but at this moment. But if, okay, I would have to be 90% sure that I was going to have a real future with someone in order to donate my kidney to them.
I kind of feel the same way about a baby.
Yeah, but a baby. Okay. Here's the thing about the baby.
The kidney, like, at least I give you the kidney. We break up. It's done. I saved your life. I'm a great person.
But what if you get sick when you're 45?
How many 60? People really need kidneys?
You don't know what's going to happen to you.
I don't know.
You could have a car accident. You could get a disease. A lot of things could happen to you that you would then need a kidney.
Very
and
protective
having,
over your kidneys.
Yeah, I don't want to have to be sick.
Okay,
and
that I think these are both rational arguments. I would choose
the baby. Okay, the baby is like, you're going to have a baby. Like, it's your baby.
Yeah, but it's also their baby. Like, yeah, but you're going to have to deal with them forever.
You might not.
I'm going with the kidney.
I'm going with the baby. Okay. I really.
Well, let's hope it never comes.
It's really painful to donate a kidney. It's not a joke.
It's really painful to have a baby.
Okay, but then you at least have a baby. At least you have a baby.
Yeah, but at least I'm saving someone's life. Imagine, like, it's like that.
But then you might die later because you don't have a kidney.
But I also might not because I don't need one. It's really circumstantial.
You need a kidney. Okay, what if it was like something you don't need, like a spleen? I would donate the spleen.
You would donate a spleen?
Yeah, okay. because it doesn't threaten me directly.
I would donate the kidney rather than have the baby.
I would donate the spleen rather than have the baby.
Okay, so you're giving a spleen.
I'm giving a non-essential organ before the baby, but an essential organ I am not giving.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Because it's like your organs. Like how pissed would you be if you were like, oh shit, like my only kidney. Why did I donate it to that guy who I was only dating for 3 weeks?
Because like maybe I don't need both.
You don't need both, but you need one.
Right, but you need one.
Yeah, but you don't know what's going to happen to that one. You have to be protective over everything you have.
It's paranoid.
Pretend it's money. Now you get it.
That I can get more of. Anyway, okay. All right. That's our episode today. Very interesting questions.
Yeah.
Okay, bye. Please email us at slapped@betches.com if you have any questions or if you have any ideas about this kidney thing.
Or anything.
Anything. slapped@betches.com. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.